Today's gospel gives us a glimpse into the daily life of Christ. It's a day like any other, with its rumors and news stories like the others. So our Lord and Savior Jesus does not live as an hermit isolated from the world. He is attentive to events. He takes care of what is going on around him. As it is said, joys and hopes, sorrows and anxieties of the man of his time are not indifferent to him. Gaudium et spes. This gospel passage, brothers and sisters, revolves around the relationship between crime and punishment. The people around Jesus were no doubt convinced of the cause-effect relationship that directly linked the sin of these Galileans to their tragic end. They, however, could be quiet, since it had not happened something bad to them. It meant that they had no crime to feel guilty about. They were thinking that they did not need conversion. This is precisely why Jesus calls them. Do you think that because these Galileans suffered on this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? He shows them that the relationship between crime and punishment is not mathematical. That one cannot measure the guilt of a person according to the gravity of the misfortunes that befalls him. Each one of us knows a situation that happened to him and that was taken as a punishment from God. How many times we heard or felt that God was punishing this or that person for past actions? Yes, it is sad to say, there are many Christians, as well as people of other religion, who believe, who are convinced that God takes revenge by punishing for their past behaviors or the sins of their own. This is certainly a very false understanding of who God is. So, let us see Lent as a time not only of penance, with the focus on fasting, but above all, as a call to repentance, as Jesus does in this gospel passage. I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. The real meaning of this word repentance is not so much a turning away from sin to virtue or going from bad to good. It is much more correct to see it as the Gospels tells us today, as a new way of looking at who God is. A new way of looking at life, a new way of looking at reality. The Gospels, the good news of Jesus, were given to us to free us from a narrow and oppressive view of sin and its consequences, and especially to come to know God as Jesus revealed him, a loving God, not a false idea of God. So, the two events that Jesus uses in today's gospel underline an important aspect of his message. There are no connections between sin and misfortune that may happen to us, whether their cause is human or accidental. Human as Pilate, accidental as the Tower of Siloam falling. So, by this statement, Jesus goes against a very common concept of his time, and perhaps ours also, according to which diseases, misfortune, and poverty are the consequences of sins committed by people in those situations. Thus, in addition to their harsh lives, poor and sick are burdened by a painful sense of guilt. Sure, sin carries its own inbuilt punishment. It is not of God's doing. So, brothers and sisters, the good news is that Jesus came to free us from all the things that enslave us, like concepts such as this one. It is not true for someone to say, the devil caused me to steal, the devil caused me to abuse, to lie so much, to commit adultery, etc., etc. It is just a wonderful escape route. Instead of accepting my responsibility for my sin, these attitudes also present erroneous images of the God of love and life. So, when we can clearly learn, what we can clearly learn from this gospel passage is that sinning is a failure to bear fruit according to our talents and possibilities. Jesus states it in the little parable, which signifies that our spiritual life is like a fig tree and we are the gardener. It means our spiritual life is planted in the Lord's orchard. What we have to come to grips with is the fact that we are accountable to the Lord. Just as in today's parable, the gardener is accountable to the orchard owners. Yes, we are all accountable to God for bearing spiritual fruit during our lives on earth. So this gospel passage invites us to praise God for allowing us every year to be willing to make the gardener's words our own words. Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around my spiritual life. I shall fertilize it. Cultivate and fertilize. The cultivation of our spiritual life means to use every tool at our disposal to build up the graces on which God has founded our lives, as well as the graces that he continues to bestow upon us every new day of our life. And one way to fertilize our spiritual life is what we are doing now, by participating in this Eucharist. It is also the love and charity we are going to live after Mass all this week. And finally, a good way to cultivate and fertilize our spiritual life is to believe in what is described to us in the first reading, where God entrusts Moses with the liberation of his people. God gives to Moses that mission because he heard the cry of his oppressed people enslaved in Egypt. And he wants to lead them into the freedom of the promised land where he can build a just society. Yes, God reveals himself as being with us in our struggles, in our pain. He is not the God who punishes. Rather, he does everything to help us to be free, most especially in using humans like Moses, like you and me, to bring about his reign here on our earth. A reign of justice, a reign of peace and love. So, brothers and sisters, if then we see repentance as a call to look at life and others as God, as Jesus does, we will be amazed that God is totally on our side, especially in times of tragedy and suffering. He just asks us to bear fruit by focusing ourselves on how best to help others to have a better life, a life unburdened from guilty and whatever materially, spiritually, or psychologically still keeps us enslaved, keeps us unfree. Lord Jesus, help us repent in the sense you ask us to. Open our eyes to come to know God, your Father, and ours too, as God really is, a God whose last desire is to punish us. Rather, help us accept him totally as a Father who seeks, by using others and us, to help people, to free them from all that enslaves them. Jesus, Emmanuel, the God who is always with us and for us, increase our faith, our trust in this total reality. Amen.